This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When Eric Sten looks at the wave of residential foreclosures sweeping the nation, he sees a golden opportunity for local governments and agencies that are working to provide affordable housing in their communities.
There is money right now that the federal government has through the Neighborhood Stabilization Program that all cities, counties, and nonprofits should be going after to buy these foreclosed properties. It's a terrible situation, and it's either going to get much worse or much better. It's not just going to sit there, and so I think communities need to get active in the foreclosure arena right now. If you've got an active nonprofit or government that wants to do something about affordable housing, this is a very cost-effective time to buy.
Sten, a former three-term city commissioner in Portland, Oregon, was a keynote speaker at the kickoff breakfast yesterday for the Sonoma County Housing Coalition series of Affordable Housing Week events. Speaking to a crowd studded with elected officials from throughout the county, he cautioned that if local entities do not step up to seize the current opportunities, other less civic-minded buyers may do so instead.
The Treasury and the FDIC have now announced at least $1 trillion. If the first trillion works, they're going to put out another trillion to help investors buy toxic mortgages, legacy loans. And I'm very concerned that cities and others pay attention and try and make sure groups that are going to try and help rebuild the city buy those rather than just speculators. Because we could be in another situation where, you know, speculators go in and buy huge blocks of homes in a town using the government's money. And that's not what we want to see.
Municipal purchases of distressed properties can allow them to be converted to affordable rentals, keeping them occupied and helping to sustain the neighborhoods where the homes are located. Echoing other speakers, Sten observed that helping to provide housing is a cost-effective stance for local government because minimizing homelessness holds down costs in other areas, such as health care.
Providence Health Systems actually started a pilot project in which they paid the low-income housing provider to house the chronically homeless when they came out of the emergency room, and it actually turned out that it was cheaper for the hospital to do that than to keep treating them over and over. Now, we ultimately don't think that should be the hospital's problem, but it kind of proves the point that we all pay for the poor housing system that's out there, even though we may not realize it's coming out of our health care costs.
The same principle applies to local jail populations, too. Meanwhile, Sten himself is attempting to set an example of another sort. He is the co-founder of a fledgling enterprise that is seeking to forestall foreclosures by acquiring home loans that banks wish to divest and renegotiating them on terms that would allow the homeowners to keep the property. This approach is rooted in Sten's belief that the chief culprit in the housing bust was not the borrowers, but the loans they were sold.
The massive increase in home ownership came right around the late 1990s and the first part of this decade, which is very important to note because it precedes the subprime gimmick mortgages. The fall of the mortgage system is that everybody, rich, poor, middle class, was offered and took ridiculous amounts of credit out against value that was a bubble. The idea that the crash was caused because working families on the edge of home ownership were offered credit doesn't hold up. Historically, working families default less than rich families.
And even though California's housing bubble had grown especially large before it burst, Sten still expects this state's housing picture to rebound more quickly than others due to demand, among other factors. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.